RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
On 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Look, say what you want about these bowl games with the Big Ten's 5-0. Just saying. Good conference. Thanks to Northwestern for keeping that going. Here comes Northwestern alum. He was at the Game Above Sports Bowl in Detroit, a win over Central Michigan for the Cats, 34-7. And we welcome in the president of the St. Louis Sports Commission, Mark Schreiber. How are you, buddy?
Like, you're setting me up for embarrassment that you go on and on about going to the Rose Bowl, and you're now like telling everybody, yeah, I took a trip to Detroit to see the Wildcats and Chippewas, but it was good enough.
Hey, look, I've been to Ford Field. That's a great stadium and a good sports city, which, by the way, they've done a nice job to their downtown. I wonder if you had your eyes on what they've done there to improve that city from a sports standpoint.
Definitely. And that was actually one of the reasons I wanted to go. It's been a long time since I've been to Detroit and was eager to see Ford Field. And you're exactly right. For its age, it has aged really well. Really nice venue. And there's a lot we can learn from being up there. And I came away relatively impressed, even with how bad the weather was up there. It was still a good experience, and credit to them for doing what they're doing.
I am not going to Pasadena. I'll be watching the Rose Bowl from home with family. Really looking forward to that experience and hoping for the best, of course. But I was in Indianapolis for the win over Ohio State, the Big Ten Championship, and Indianapolis does it right, too. I mean, before we get into what's going on here in St. Louis, what can we learn from Indianapolis, from Detroit for that matter, and some of the others about how they do what they do as we compete with them for these big events?
I mean, I think a lot of it is cooperation and collaboration and everybody rowing in the same direction and being on the same page and deciding, yeah, this, you know, especially the efforts around sports can really pay off for a community. And then you just need that investment. You need people in the community that say, and, you know, I think Dan Gilbert's an example in Detroit, that say, you know what, we're going to invest in downtown and we're going to invest in the city core and we're going to do what we can to move our regions forward. And, there are plenty of instances in St. Louis where that has been the case, but there's also good models, Indy and Detroit out there for things that we can aspire to as well.
Mark, you have pulled in the U.S. Figure Skating Championships, and here they are. They start next week, really. I mean, January 7th is the first day, right, at Enterprise Center?
Yeah, and the event technically starts on the 5th, Monday the 5th, because we have the juniors and novice competitions out at Centene Community Ice Center. But the championship level gets underway Wednesday the 7th at Enterprise Center, and this comes upon us quick, and the reason is it's the last stop before the Olympics. So here we are a month away from the Winter Games, and the U.S. Olympic figure skating team is going to be chosen right here in St. Louis.
Next week, we're going to talk to Ron Kraszewski about the U.S. ski team. He's a big fan, of course, and supporter of that ski team. And you talk about popularity. I think figure skating, ski team, and some others are as watched as anything else. And figure skating historically has been, hasn't it, Mark? I mean, you talk about eyes from around the world on that sport.
Oh, yeah. I put my chips on figure skating on that one as perhaps the most popular Winter Olympic sport. And for the U.S. right now, it like doesn't get any better. The U.S. figure skating is in as good a shape as it's been in a long time. And that's what I've been trying to sort of tell the locals here is you have a chance to truly see greatness. Like, this is a once in a one time opportunity where there's a good shot that the U.S. men's champion here in St. Louis is going to win gold. I would say more than good chance he's going to win gold in Milan. Very good chance that the ice dance team that wins here in St. Louis is going to win gold in Milan. And on the women's side as well, with Alyssa Liu, likely to get on the podium. In fact, several of the women skaters here in St. Louis, I think, have a chance to medal at the Olympics. And I was just mentioning the men's side and the ice dance side. It's Madison Chalk and Evan Bates are the ice dance team. And Ilya Malinin is the men's skater that you don't want to miss. He may be the greatest skater of all time, and it will be a treat to have him in St. Louis.
That's a really good point, Mark, because once the network gets a hold of them and the Olympics take place, they will be household names. I mean, I sit there at the Musial Awards, and you give me that opportunity to interview people in the green room before they go out into the crowd, and I get starstruck. I mean, and I don't very often. I mean, I've interviewed pretty much everybody who's come through town, but I mean, you delivered me Wayne Gretzky, Bill Bradley, Billy Crystal, and this past one with Christy Yamaguchi. I mean, I watched her throughout her entire career. I mean, here's one of the faces of the sport right here in St. Louis. So to your point, these that you're going to see at the U.S. Figure Skating Championships will become that. You will be able to say that you saw them in St. Louis.
Exactly. And it's not just a one-year thing. You're talking about going down in history as the greatest. And it's like if you had told somebody, and, you know, we're going back a generation or two, but, you know, you have a chance to see Peggy Fleming or Scott Hamilton, Christy Yamaguchi, of course, like, you'd want to be there because those are legacies.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Not just in the sport of figure skating, but in all of sports. And I think we're going to see that this year with the class of skaters that will be competing at Enterprise Center.
Looking forward to all of it. So it begins, as you said, with juniors on the 5th, and then the U.S. Figure Skating Championships get started, and that'll happen on the 7th. If you want to get tickets for it, it's an easy website. It's skateSt.Louis2026.com. Isn't that the best way right now, Mark?
Yeah, and that has all the information. It's got the schedule of events, and just it's a little bit of a complex event because you have so many sessions taking place. And I would just, for the listeners, they're trying to figure out when to go. You have the women's and pairs on Wednesday and Friday, and then the men's and ice dance are Thursday, Saturday. The Wednesday and Thursday sessions, a little bit more accessible. Lesser price ticket will only sell into the lower level for those nights, so a more intimate feel. But Friday and Saturday are going to be sort of the most attractive sessions. And the Friday night one's always very popular because that's the women's free skate. But I'd also like encourage people, take a look at Saturday night too. It's a powerhouse of a night in that both ice dance and the men's skating finals are that evening. So you're basically getting two for the price of one, all packaged into one session on Saturday night, the 10th. But you can't go wrong no matter which session you're going to.
Wow. And then I mentioned the Musial Awards, and that is happening today. Now, we recorded that back in November, but they've somehow condensed that to a one-hour show, and it is going to be at 4 o'clock this afternoon on CBS, and if you're streaming, on Paramount Plus. That is a big deal once again, Mark.
Yeah, it's our seventh straight year where we're going to be on the network, our fourth straight year where we're coming out of CBS's NFL coverage, which is wonderful. We had more than 2 million viewers last year. And, you know, in today's age of TV, that's a great accomplishment. And it's a wonderful thing for St. Louis that we've got this homegrown event named for our hero, Stan Musial, and it gets a platform where it's out to the entire country that gets to see it. It's a great message of sportsmanship, uplifting, inspiring, perfect at the holiday season. But it's also just a great thing for St. Louis that we go out to the rest of the nation and we're able to say, this is St. Louis. This is what we're all about. And viewers across the country are going to see our show from Stiefel Theater. It's very special for us.
That is awesome. It was a great show, and I look forward to seeing it again, this time on TV. And before I let you go, Mark, just what else is brewing here? You got the NCAA tournament that's coming in March.
Exactly.
And what else do you have on the table?
BMW Championship out at Belle Reve in August. And then we'll do the NCAA Wrestling Championships for the 10th time next March of 2027. That, of course, doesn't include all the annual events, the great events from the Valley MVC Arch Madness Tournament to NASCAR and IndyCar and the Stiefel Charity Classic at Norwood Hills. And then on top of all that, we've got bids in right now for the 2028 Olympic Marathon Trials, the World Cup of Hockey in 2028, the Women's World Cup for 2031, the Men's Rugby World Cup for 2031. So a lot in the works, and hopefully we get college football back at the Dome sometime soon, too.
That would be awesome. I appreciate you. Thank you for coming on today, and good luck with everything. I'll see you at the U.S. Figure Skating Championships.
Thank you, Tom. A very happy new year to you and all the listeners, and good luck to your Hoosiers.
Thank you. Happy new year to you and the St. Louis Sports Commission. That's President Mark Schreiber. I'm Tom Ackerman. Coming up, President of the St. Louis Cardinals Baseball Operations, it's Chaim Bloom on KMOX.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.